request.
Ready for the grants?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
The first one was Lewis Library. Mr. Baker and I spoke yesterday, and out of my community reinvestment money, I'd like to take $5,000 for the computer acquisition at Lewis Library.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Jones, to allow $5,000 from Rogers Community Reinvestment Funding for computers at Lewis Library. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips out of the room. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I voted yes. Mr. Stickles?
Next one, I'll take it, Bob, if you want. It's, we gave last time $100 each.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Cole, $100 each, Councilmanic Grant Funding Program from each seat. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips is out of the room. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Motion pass.
Cape Penelope, Odyssey of the Minds.
What did you give last year?
World Finals.
We gave in April of 2003 $250 for Mr. Rogers and $250 for Mr. Cole.
Second. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Jones, $250 each. And this has to be out of a grant program?
Councilmanic.
Yes. Councilmanic grant program, $250 Rogers, $250 Cole for Cape Penelope, Odyssey of the Minds. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Let the record show, Mr. Phillips out of the room. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
I think now this is a Melford Relay of Life.
Yes.
I'd like we usually give 200 each.
200 each?
Yep.
It says Melford event.
Yeah.
Don't they have these all over the county, the Relay of Life?
Yeah, three, all in the county.
Do we give to each one of them?
We don't give to each one of them.
You give to the east, the west, and this is up in the north. This is something that's been going a couple of years.
Okay, how much did you request?
What did we do last year, Mr. Baker?
Usually we do $200 each.
Okay. $200 each.
They're getting a lot of money.
For good cause. $200 each for Councilmanic Grant Funding Program for American Cancer Society Relay for Life 2006 Melford event. Motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Dukes. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips out of the room. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
Sussex Central Pop Warner Football.
I think it was Dale and myself and Vance.
Youth athletic, youth activity.
Dave, would we? I know the three of us did it, but I don't know what how much.
Last year, we gave $750, $200 for Mr. Dukes, $300 for Mr. Jones, and $250 for Mr. Phillips.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Jones, to approve the amount just specified by Mr. Baker to the Sussex County Pop Warner. Now, is this sports youth activity?
Yes.
This is out of sports youth, or youth activity, Robin, is that correct? Youth activity. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips is out of the room. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
I'd like to give $500 to the Beach Chamber of Commerce.
$500 for Mr. Cole's Councilmanic Grant Funding.
I'll make that motion.
For the railroad station sponsorship, second by
yes.
Mr. Dukes. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips is out of the room. Mr. Jones? Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Mr. Stickles?
Dukes, this is yours.
What did you give last year to the Ephraim?
$100 each.
From who?
$100 from each.
Each.
All five councilmen? I'll make a motion we give $100 from each councilmatic to the Ephraim festival coming up in Seaford.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Jones, to give $100 each councilmatic grant funding program to the AFRAAM Eastern Shore Festival. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips is out of the room. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I'm going to yes. Mr. Stickles?
So they ask again, for $400. And at
$450.
I'd like to make a motion to give $450 from my council medic to the Seaford Mutual Assistance Group. And you can be more specific on what they do, Mr. Stickles, if you need be.
TV and DVD training program established for protecting the environment, Nanticoke River, and the watershed. Mutual Assistance Group. Group meets the third Thursday of each month. Blades Fire Hall.
It's a training program for the users of the river on safety and spills and things like that, on how to, in case that does happen, and they need something, money for a video and so forth. So it's $450 from my council matic.
I'll second that.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Jones, to give $450 to the Seaford Mutual Assistance Group training equipment. There's council matic grant funding program. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips is out of the room. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote is yes.
If Mr. Cordry is listening, it would be time for him to come down now.
Mr. Cordry, come to the main hall, please. Introduction to proposed ordinances. Mr. Griffin.
We have three ordinances. First, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office storage building and storage yard for a contracting business to be located on a certain parcel of land in Georgetown 100 containing 5.96 acres. It's CU 1688 filed by Richard Bell III.
Introduce it.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an automotive repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100 containing 30,288 square feet. It's CU 1689 filed by Michael and Nancy Corman.
Introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a plumbing business to be located on a certain parcel of land in Baltimore 100 containing 10.5 acres. It's CU 1690, Delmar Plumbing, Inc.
I'll introduce it.
That's all the ordinances.
And with that, Mr. Kramer, your weekly report.
My name is Dan Kramer. A couple of weeks ago, I asked a question about taxes on housing. When they're being sold, how's that coming along, or we got answers or no answers?
Mr.
We're talking about the reassessment part of it, is that correct?
When you sell a house, can you tax?
Mr. Kramer, it would be best if you would put your questions in writing so we can get the proper answer. Mr. Baker has talked with national assessors, I believe.
Yes, we checked with the, Eddie Parker checked with the International Assessment Officers Association, and they were unaware of governments that do what you suggest. There's a concern about equity in reassessing directly from sales as they occur. Now, when where governments, for instance, in Maryland, reassess every 3 years.
I know what they do.
They look at sales values in an area.
But so that's not sales. That's not direct sales.
If they were working in Georgetown, they would look at the sales over the last few years in Georgetown and use that in computing reassessment values. However, when a specific house in Georgetown sold, they wouldn't change the assessment value to match exactly what the house sold for. And in our case, where our assessments are based on 1974 values, there's a major question of equity. If a house sells for $1 million at the beach, and the same house next to it is assessed at a much lower rate, there's a question of equity if we tax one house at $1 million and one house at $100,000. Now, it's a major question of equity.
I understand all that. I thought that you guys were going to look up. In fact, I believe there was an agreement made that look up the law and see where the law was, whether there was law against it.
If you want to give it to, we're not looking it up. We're not paying him $200.
Wasn't that agreed to a couple of weeks ago?
I think it was. Didn't
no.
It?
Yes, it was. Let's go back on the tape.
Well, we're not.
That coming?
No, I think it was. Was that? Did we agree with that?
I think it's an equal protection of the laws argument. All properties within the county have to have an equal assessment.
But where do you find it in the law that it states that?
We're not.
I'm not quitting.
Well, excuse me, Mr.
forget it.
It was implied, Bob. I think he may be right. Well, it was implied that we would. It was implied that we would look
that
into.
That was the agreement. The attorney was supposed to look it up. Now you can deny it all you want.
Okay. No, let me, I made a decision, administrative decision. We're not going to spend money on legal staff to look it up. Now, if a councilman wants to tell me to spend $200 an hour to answer your question, I will do that. Okay. All right. I've made
it. Go back on tape and look it up. We did. Whether or not that was agreed to.
All right. I'm telling you now, I've made a decision not to spend the money to do that. If you want to have a councilman give me a formal direction to do that, I will. We had staff talk to the national firm on doing it. They were unaware of that. If you want to give me a specific state that does that, then we will do it with staff. But as far as spending $200 of taxpayers' money or 5 years of your tax dollars' money and doing that, we're not going to do that.
All right. Mr. Jones, I'm sure you'll get with your constituent. All right. Get with Mr. Jones.
I'll make a motion.
Recess
to executive session.
Motion to by Mr. Dukes to recess to executive session at 11:35 hours. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips is out of the room. Mr. Jones?
Still yes. Be an
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Thank you.
I can't talk anything in between. I'm going into executive.